These can be very difficult times we're living in, and many people are suffering and struggling. But what we see every Christmas, and what we hear and sing about and act out, is a story of hope. It's God's story, God's intervention in the world. And it's all about hope. From the children in schools and choirs and nativity plays who adore this story and memorize it, who carry the future in their lives and their voices, to the beautiful music we hear everywhere, the readings we read, the carols we sing, and the good news of healing and restoration that we see through those who work in our communities, our hospitals, through the charitable giving that we do more of at Christmas, and the joy of the gifts we give each other. It's all about hope. The Christmas story comes to us each year, and we celebrate. Not because everything is perfect or everything is right. Not because we're trying to fool ourselves that since Jesus came, we've all lived happily ever after. But because by celebrating and singing and reading the story again, we know that hope defeats despair. Love wins. The angels sing to the shepherds out in the cold fields, and the child born into the poorest and humblest of beginnings becomes the king of the world. For now we will know him as the king of our hearts. And Christians have carried this forward throughout the centuries, through wars and poverty, through illness and famine and drought, through bereavement and crisis and pandemics. It's not all about being happy and jolly and merry. It's not all about parties and false smiles, but it is about celebrating. Celebrating light in the midst of darkness. So let's keep celebrating and keep lighting lights in the darkness. God has not given up on us yet. The light of Christ has come to us and is still shining in this world, whether it's Christmas or not. God is with us. So let's keep celebrating. Amen.